All right, is it working now? Whatever, but burn, getting ready. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the 4th anniversary show, and got a lot of tunes, got a lot of stuff to cover. We'll look back at a year of The Reverend Is In, and some other goodies, and if Marlon gets here, we'll have a probable MP3 reading that is very special, and the retard book review, asshole of the week, and a whole lot more. Gonna play first something by Os Rotten from the Rotten Agenda. Actually, let's play two tracks from this. We'll play the title song, The Rotten Agenda, and Modern Day Witch Hunt. So, happy anniversary. This is Os Rotten.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, who is by my side?
I'm James Kennedy. Do you believe that I'm just a harmless man? I must warn you, you may be shocked at what you're about to hear. Did you know the Bible is just a cover for the real agenda? I need your money. I'm teaching perversity that's endangering the very lives of our children. I'm targeting America's youth. The younger a child can be introduced to me and the Bible, the better. The incredible tragedy of the Bible is that it's the final tool with which to dismantle all gay and lesbian groups. I don't want you to know that if you or someone you know is caught in the web of Jesus Christ, there is hope through the truth. That's why I'm absolutely committed to continuing to tell you myths and misinformation.
I'm just a hypocritical fascist Christian. Yes, I am. Totally brainwashed by the Bible. I admit it all.
long and long. Ha! Long and long.
Okay, we're gonna have to first dedication for the evening. It is for two book burners, moving day. It is the book burner Lady Diana, no relation to the famous person. And it is moving day for Susie Lick. So we have to play them song by the Holy Modal Rounders, and it's probably the most hilarious and entertaining song for times when one has to move. This is by the Holy Modal Rounders, and it's entitled Moving Day.
This rent ain't free. I can't live on nothing, you see. Pack up your clothes and skidoo. You. I've been waiting till my bell comes home. He's my honey from the honeycomb. He said that he'd never leave me alone. Small horn in me, cause it's moving day. Moving day. Rip the carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat and out the door. Because it's moving day. Back off your clothes and get away. If you can't pay your rent, gotta live out in a tent. Because it's moving day. Since middle of May, what can I say? Going away, gas my Ford up new today. Get on the road and I'll go slow. Come and get me, Mr. Landlord Man. True fine mama, take me by the hand. I'll be going back to Dixieland. This my horn in me, cause it's moving day. Moving day. Rip the carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat and out the door. Because it's moving day. Back on your clothes and get away. If you can't pay your rent, gotta live out in a tent. Because it's moving day. We'll be right back.
you heard Nashville Pussy doing "You're Going Down" and "Go Motherfucker Go." The Holy Motor Rounders did "Moving Day." The Clash did "Working for the Clamp Down" and started off with Os Rotten doing "The Rotten Agenda" and "Modern Day Witch Hunt." This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called "The Reverend Is In." It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights 7 to 9 and Wednesday mornings 6 to 8. Also East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org. And The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., and repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle, and we have some Olympia news later on. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalists or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend or get on the mailing list or ask questions, make song requests, or contribute to future themes on the show, write to Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Nunn's Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before W. Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled "Theocracy and Sexual Freedom." Next week on The Reverend Is In, entertaining the activist troops at the inaugural protests. Yes, this week is the coronation of the piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, the twice unelected resident of the White House by a coup, by election fraud, and CBS and Fox and the others are already licking his ass. And I don't mean any offense or degradation whatsoever to people who really are into licking ass, but the corporate media is already deep into his crack, and it is going to be a corporate media and corporate entertainment industry fanfare, and we are going to entertain the activist troops next week. And if you cannot participate in the protest or travel that far, you can still do publicity and emails and send the links all over to the people planning actions. And that includes counterinaugural.org, and that's hyphenated, counter-inaugural.org, and the somewhat more conventional UnitedForPeace.org.
One, two,
and there's an organization that is doing, I believe, actions, and they're working on a new statement that's going around that includes Howard Zinn, Ed Asner, a lot of great people. An organization called Not In Our Name. And they can be found online at nion.us. Not In Our Name, nion.us. And we will promote them this week as much as possible, and then next week we will be entertaining the activist troops at the inaugural protests, where people will be jumping up and down to cheer their favorite war criminal, corporate hoe, pretzel choking, third generation member of a crime family, terrorist, civilian massacrist, and friend of Enron, George W. Numbnuts Bush. Also coming up on The Reverend Is In, an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. Yes, that one time every year where the FCC and other anti-First Amendment Taliban clones allow hardcore smut on major network television during prime time, where there is stuff like bending over and grabbing some pigskin while a big burly man walks up behind you, tight ends and wide receivers up the middle, end zones, pile-ups and slowly rising from them, and of course the Reverend's personal favorite, oh baby, did you just score a touchdown? Let me get a running start and throw my arms and legs around you and spin around and pump and grind and pump and gyrate. On The Reverend Is In, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, now an annual tradition at Independent Media. And the night before Valentine's Day, an alternative to the corporate entertainment industry's idea of Valentine entertainment, we will have Reverend Bookburn's Love Night. And the week after that, February 20th, live musical guests, The Midnight Creeps, and that will be an awesome show. And you can check them out in advance at midnightcreeps.com. And we're not sure if they're into spanking or not, but we will find out, possibly the hard way. And they will be on February 20th, and we're going to hear from them later. Other future themes include Recovery for Propagandists, where we will discuss delusional higher power recovery systems and the 12-step monopoly and the abuses of the word addiction that includes propagandistic and mythical concepts such as love addiction or sex addiction or porn addiction or internet addiction or television addiction, golf cart addiction, and other propagandistic bullshit addiction. We will cover that possibly with a special live guest from the Reverend's professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Other themes include 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush and pubic property, where we will discuss sex negativism and Puritan posturing from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, the left and the right, freethinkers, groupthink freethinkers, as well as the fundamentalists and the Reverend Falwell types, and of course certain types of women's studies classes, all of that for the pubic property show, and input is still coming in for that. So far everybody's ideas will be incorporated in the pubic property show, as well as the grand opening of the official White House corporate brothel and psychotherapy for the Bush regime, the ultimate fucked up mentally ill people on our planet, and we will attempt to provide psychotherapy for the war criminals and civilian massacrists and largest scale criminals and murderers who are alive today on this planet. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In, and tonight we are celebrating the 4th anniversary show, and we are going to look back tonight at 2004 highlights. We're going to talk about the book we've been having a lot of fun with for the Retard book review. This one entitled The War Against Boys, How Misguided Feminism is Harming Our Young Men, by a self-loathing woman named Christina Hoff Summers. And even funnier, a Christian supremacist psycho-stalker actually gave that as a present to Demonica, and who has been priceless in working on the last couple of shows and tonight's show, and also in sharing endless comedy material from this guy for the last couple of shows. And hopefully time will permit another reading from this incredibly, insanely, unintentionally funny book. There is going to be a live reading, but I'm going to let her send herself reading it instead of reading it myself. The great Annalie Newitz, who is a contributor to alternet.org, wrote a classic entitled Your Brain on Porn. Pornography and Christianity have something very fundamental in common. It's a classic, and I was going to read it, and she offered to read it and send it by MP3. And so we're waiting for that. It might be emailed in Marlon's name. And if that is the case, it'll be accessible by the end of tonight's show. If not, we'll read it on the first available show after it arrives. And let's see, we have some birthdays and some news. A big happy birthday to Lady Simone, who is also, she couldn't make it tonight. She's going to come back in March, close to the anniversary of her wedding on the show. It'll be, this was the first wedding on The Reverend Is In, and to Mr. Beefcake, also known as Brother Eric. And she will come in, and we'll celebrate their anniversary on the show. And Lady Simone is, of course, no relation to any stalking psychopaths of the same name. And she will be a live guest this coming March. Also, the return of DeMonica on this show when she is available to return to The Reverend Is In, mostly due to her work schedule and considerations like that. And next week, in addition to entertaining the activist troops, we are going to celebrate the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion and is in jeopardy thanks to the Taliban clones in the Bush regime and the right-wing Christian supremacist movement that are running amok in this nation. And we're going to pull out some great tunes for that. But in the meantime, happy birthday to Lady Simone. And we have to report the passing on of somebody. And tonight's show is dedicated to him, to his memory. Spencer Dryden, who was a longtime drummer in Jefferson Airplane in the 1960s, from around their second album through 1970, passed away Thursday, January 13th, at age 66 of cancer, leaving three offspring, the other surviving band members, Grace Slick, Paul Kantner, Jack Cassidy, and the others, and everybody, whoever appreciated him as a person and as a musician. Tonight's show dedicated to Spencer Dryden, the late drummer of Jefferson Airplane. Okay. So much shit in here, and so little time. Let's see, we're going to cover a lot of stuff, including some new DVD reviews and releases. And speaking of DVDs, there is a recent DVD where you can see Spencer Dryden towards the end of his life. That is a history of Jefferson Airplane up to very recently, called Fly Jefferson Airplane, where you can see Spencer Dryden and the other band members, and it's actually really good. Okay, without further ado, we're going to play our now traditional obligatory every show hemp track, and for our anniversary show, we're going to play something new. This is released by Comedy Central Records, and it is a classic. It's tempting to play the whole thing, but I will not. We will just play it for a while and then play some other tracks. And Beastie Boys coming up, some other new stuff. The Reverend is still playing a lot of his presence. But first, let's play a track from The Marijuana Logs.
Marijuana.
Marijuana?
Marijuana.
There we said it. Marijuana. Said it again. We said it because we want to feel comfortable saying it, not ashamed and guilty.
We're excited about marijuana. Marijuana pleases us, and as the title of this show suggests, we're here to talk about marijuana.
We're here to think about it, to hear stories about it, to learn about it, to understand it, to buy it. And by it, we mean
marijuana.
We worry about marijuana. We worry about what people think about marijuana users. We worry about getting caught with marijuana. But mainly, we worry about getting more marijuana.
You've got to know a guy to get marijuana. We worry that something could happen to the marijuana guy. We worry that we'll have to get a new marijuana guy. What if he's not as cool? What if he doesn't answer our page when we need him? What if his mother doesn't know where he is?
Between us, we have over 43 years of experience with marijuana. 20, 23. But that wasn't enough. We must learn everything about our subject. So we found out what other marijuana smokers had to say about marijuana. And we talked to young marijuana smokers, old, black, Jewish, handicapped, albino marijuana smokers.
We talked to rich, homeless, gay, and even Chinese marijuana smokers.
And it took a long, long time, because once you get a marijuana smoker talking, they never shut up.
Most people have nicknames for their friends, and marijuana must have a lot of friends because she is a mistress who goes by many names. She's also known as pot, weed, ganja.
KGB, the Krush, Hash's cousin Mary.
Bud, jazz plants, Lando Calrissian.
Hemp, grass, El Diablo de Verde.
Ichabod Crane, Kermit the Hogleg, Dr. Phil, my pipe.
Mr. T, HC, Sticky Icky Icky, Jean-Claude Van Amsterdam.
My only real friend. Your Highness. Harry Potter.
Henry the Eighth. The reason I don't own a house. Mother Nature's way of saying hi.
Marijuana. This marijuana log is called Screw You, Copper, You Fat Piece of Crap. How many people here think that marijuana should be legalized by applause? Wouldn't that be great if we could legalize marijuana by applause? I think marijuana should be legalized because regular cigarettes that you can buy in any store are worse for you. Every pack has a warning right there on the side. Danger, danger, you smoke these, you're gonna die. You buy pot, it's always in a clear plastic bag with no warning whatsoever. Worst case scenario, the guy selling it to you will say something like, "This is really bad shit." Well, all right. That is a warning I can live with.
You know, an unexpected side effect of our research was how it affected us, you know? Hey, man, I didn't always smoke pot. For years and years, Arj Barker was high on life. But eventually, I built up a tolerance. Some people think that I use marijuana to hide from my problems, but whatever. That would take a pretty big clump of marijuana for me to actually be able to hide behind it. I don't got that kind of money. Some people think that if you use marijuana for a long time, it affects your ability to reason with maturity. But you know what? The people who say that are a bunch of poo-poo caca pee-pee faces. What they say is what they are. Gosh. But the body's a temple, they say. The body's a temple, Arj. A temple, I tell you. Well, that might be true. But I'm not religious. So what I like to do is lease my temple to demons for private parties.
In researching our favorite drug, we discovered that there is a species out there known as the non-pot smoker.
Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me. Calling me all the time, that Bondi. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches, what, huh, right, what, huh, what, right, S-I-S, stay in school, cause it's the best. I-U-D, S-I-S, stay in school, cause it's the best. I-U-D, S-I-S, stay in school, cause it's the best. Sucking on my titties like you wanna be calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches, huh? What? Fuck the pain away. 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 Oh, what? Right. Fade away, fuck the pain 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 away. Fuck the pain away.
I'm Reverend Book Byrne, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wing nut. He is an embarrassment to the human species. He is a war criminal and an environmental destroyer. He is a person who is ravaging and fucking the Social Security system. He is a dangerous man who came to power by election fraud and returned to power in the same manner, and now is about to be coronated a second time. Please stand up and be heard. Either participate or publicize in the forthcoming inaugural protests via counterinaugural.org, counter-inaugural.org, or unitedforpeace.org, and not in our name, NION.US, and put a stop to this fucking madman.
Dear kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our brothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punky. Officer Krupke, we're bad. We never had the law that every boy ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good!
There is good, there is good, there is untapped good. Right inside, the world of us is good.
That's a touching good story. Let me tell it to the world. Just tell it to the judge.
Your Honor, my parents treat me rough. With all that marijuana, they won't get me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad. Officer Krupke, Aurelia Square. Big boy on in a gun, she needs an analyst care. The trust in her roots, and now I'm in cure. He's psychologically disturbed.
I'm disturbed!
We're disturbed, we're disturbed, we're the most disturbed. Like we're sorry. Always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yes! You're Officer Krupke, you're really a swab. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's playing him a terrible trick. That's sociologically sick.
I am sick.
We are sick.
We are sick. We are sick. Sick, sick.
I'm sociologically sick. This ain't gonna make some dough, but be a soda jerker, which means I'll be a schmo. It's not that I'm any social, it's just that I'm any work. Glorieski, that's why I'm a jerk.
Officer Krupke, you've done it again. This brother in trouble is the end of the plan. And I'm just a cross to the bus of the stupid.
Dang. social disease. Tea of the Grumpy, what are we to do? Tea of the Grumpy, fuck you!
Chicken tikka masala at a gala event. I represent that stupid, that's for sure. You'd be like, oh yeah, Adam, real mature.
I like a lettuce, tomatoes, and monster on rye. All this cheese gonna make me cry. Gorgonzola, provolone. Don't even get me started on this microphone.
I'm blowing up like my name is Joe Bazooka. I'm a super duper MC party pooper on a track so sick and make you feel all queasy and make you do like Fred Savage.
Understand
I'm
this.
In the lab all day, I scrabble all night. I got a bedazzle, so my outfit's tight. When it comes to panache, I can't be beat. I got the most style from below 14th Street. Internationally known as a Keebler elf. I can't keep a catalog up on the shelf. You know I splash on beats like sauce on spaghetti, putting MCs out of business like they crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
heard the Eyeliners doing Wishing on a Star. Bratmobile did 90s Nomad. Beastie Boys did Shazam. Shlong did G, Officer Krupke. Peaches did Fuck the Pain Away. And we heard the first three tracks from Marijuana Logs. Marijuana, Legalize It, and High on Life. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is the fourth anniversary show. And so I thought it would be a good time to reiterate what is a book burner and what is The Reverend Is In, which began 4 years tonight at the same time as the first coronation of the unelected resident, the squatter of the White House, George W. Nunnuts Bush. And of course, the show has been weekly, very few weeks missed, either from this station being down, occasional day off for usually emergency occurrences, and pretty consistent weekly, a theme every show, a plethora of live guests and live musical guests, and a show that has no real rules or restrictions. A show that has generated some incredible positive feedback. A show that got responses from several nations, and most recently Portugal. And a show that, above all, will never be narrow focused or just compartmentalized. So there's the politics, there's religious oriented content, there's the hemp and freaky tracks and news and entertainment, there's the adult stuff that we celebrate, and the erotic entertainment, as well as human sexuality, since guilt and conditioned bullshit is so deep into the psyche of people, especially in the weird-ass culture from which we are broadcasting from. And of course, we seek to entertain, to celebrate the musical undergrounds and the counterculture scenes, music that you will not hear on Clear Channel and other pathetic stations, and alternatives not just to the corporate media, but also to the corporate entertainment industry. So the music is hopefully as diversified as possible, and offering stuff that you don't hear too much, and also that the content is diversified, mixing news and serious matter with humor and comedy and uplifting and recharging the batteries, and drawing from the Reverend's professional life as a mild-mannered social worker to provide shows with clinical value, since we have had to address issues such as suicidality, depression, death and loss, and heartbreak, and things that have been experienced by book burners, and some of that by the Reverend himself. So we try to decondition the programmed crap as much as possible, alleviate the negative bullshit from guilt and shame and other things that are deeply programmed into the mind from starting, say, around the maternity ward on, so that guilt over bullshit things, harmless things, personal and individual choices and lifestyles can be alleviated and healed to the fullest extent possible. And of course, we have to go for the gusto and attempt to provide clinical value treatment to the sickest fucks on the planet, the American Christian Taliban and the Bush regime types, who are clearly the sickest people on the planet. And we have even attempted to provide rehabilitation for the ultimate sick fucks, the pedophile priests. Do enemies listen? Absolutely. From day one, we have received hate, not only from the white power buffoons, but also from the American Christian Taliban, who to this day send the Reverend Jesus spam, some of which have high EV, entertainment value, and are outright funny, and others just boring crap. But since the haters also listen, we try to give them something of value and something to take with them. So, who are the people attracted to the Reverend is in? That is diversified. Usually people who are attracted to just one or two components of the show and just live with the rest. Or they like just one or two genres of music and find themselves putting up with the rest. But the show has grown to a point I'm satisfied with. I'm very happy with the book burners, with the stuff sent to me, and the things I get for holidays and birthdays especially, and most recently, in this past week, a collection of CDs of The Reverend is In, from shows where, including shows where the recording of such shows were somehow screwed up here at Radio Volta in beautiful Philadelphia. And a big thanks to the Canadian book burner who sent The Reverend CDs of the show, including some lost forever shows. Thank you, tapers and recorders, and of course to the people who relay broadcast the show on their own systems. The Reverend totally condones recording the show, passing them on, downloading it, however you do it. And the little tricks that Marlon and everybody else except myself seems to know, and pass it along to other people. Okay, and I don't want to get into that too much. So that's the basic concept of the show. We want to keep things hot. We want to survive this new dark era of the Bush regime, and also pass along information. We're going to tell people how to survive things, such as the draft, should that come back again, and rumor has it that it is, how to survive the cuts to social services and entitlement programs, how to survive the potential loss of reproductive freedom, and how to get what you need if contraception and abortion become illegalized, as Bush continues to suck the asses of the American Christian Taliban, and vice versa. No offense to people who are into sucking ass. And information on everything from urine tests to general survival information, so that you are empowered to be informative and helpful to other people. And of course, we'll try to keep it entertaining, we'll try to keep it funny, and we'll try to keep it hot and sweaty, kind of like the Super Bowl. So, with healing in mind, with uplift in mind, with survival in mind, we will continue the show for as long as possible. Internet radio is still unrestricted, even though they go after it every so often. We will resist any repression that comes this direction, and we will continue to broadcast and be an alternative to the bullshit corporate media, which is worse than ever, and Erection Day of last year was proof of that. Just the fact that it became close enough for the election fraud and coup to occur. Memes were needed more than ever. And when reviewing the sorry state, not only of the corporate media, but the corporate entertainment industry, it is obvious that in that arena as well, independent media is needed more than ever. The Reverend is in 2004 highlights. This is pretty much in chronological order, starting with January, and we're not going to hash every theme of the year, which is like at least 45, but we'll go over the highlights of last January. It was a highlight, even with two CD players broken down and only being able to play vinyl from halfway through the show to the end. We still had a great time having a 25th anniversary special for the great DOA, who are at SuddenDeath.com, their record label, and playing mostly DOA tracks as well as some from another band from Vancouver, Canada, called the Subhumans, not to be confused with the British band, and other tracks, DOA and punk history, and the usual features of most shows, Asshole of the Week, and other gems. What is democracy and diversity? Disputing a lot of myths and bullshit that run amok in the corporate media and seemingly widely believed. In March, the wedding of Lady Simone, and that was the first wedding on the show, the Reverend's good friend Lady Simone marrying Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake, and we will have Lady Simone in March, too, for the anniversary of that. She couldn't be here tonight. And, of course, the highlight of the wedding was Brother Eric's mother calling him on his cell phone and screaming and getting upset about 10 or 15 times while Brother Eric's father was in the background laughing hysterically at all that was occurring that night. After Reverend Bookburns, and, well, actually, after every show moved, and Radio Volta became a part of Lava, the new space for Philadelphia independent media, we returned to the air a week or two after the big, massive pro-choice march in Washington, D.C., and did a theme entitled Fetal Attraction, which was certainly one of the more fun shows to do. And we had a good goof on the fetus fetishists. Another theme shortly after the television broadcast of a show dealing with Charles Manson and the murders perpetrated by his followers. We did a show theme entitled Charles Manson and His Influence on U.S. Policy. And that was actually a theme a year or two prior, in which we did Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. foreign policy, but we expanded the theme because it was necessary, and when we see the erosion of church and state and giving public monies to faith-based organizations from organizations of faith that are other than the Manson family, we had to acknowledge Charlie's influence on U.S. lawmakers and churches. Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. policy. And of course, in early June, one of the most notorious mass murderers in modern history, one of the most reprehensible humans in the last half of the last century, Ronald Reagan, left this world, and it was very fun and very rewarding to do the Reagan Anti-Memorial, not to mention how much fun it was to pull out all the old punk records that had Reagan songs and some other genres, but mostly punk, for a three-part series on the Reagan Anti-Memorial. Then we had Lord Jesus return for a third visit, so it wasn't a second coming. So we had another coming of Lord Jesus, and as usual, he brought a ton of incredible tunes and things only Lord Jesus seems to be able to find and dig up. And after the gay sex scandal of New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy, in which the religious right wing and family values Republicans who are homophobic and sexophobic, at least while the lights are on and it's daytime outside, despite the backlash against him, we still felt sorry, and even though he was such an improvement over his predecessors, actually bringing about needle exchange where it was needed in Camden and other places in New Jersey, and even though he was not a fraction of the criminal and scandal maker of his predecessors, Tom Paine and Christy Todd Whitman, we still felt sorry for his wife, Dina McGreevy, who always looked incredible on Spanish TV on those public service announcements that they dropped like a dirty bomb. So we did an appreciation of Dina McGreevy, one of the more fun shows last year. We entertained the activist troops outside the Republican and Democratic conventions. And then we're very fortunate to have Deicide as a live guest, Deicide and his honey Genevieve. And as a fringe benefit, we had a report of the convention action since he was there. And so he provided a live report in addition to all that Father Oblivion of Philadelphia Independent Media reported to us. And Deicide and Genevieve were awesome. And he played live solo tracks. He was formerly of the band Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. Played tunes, talked about the convention protest, talked activism and counterculture, talked punk and music, and did not slow down or kind of lose his step, even with some asshole giving him a really hard time that night. He gave us a great show. And in October, the five-part Lick Bush in 04 series, some of the most rewarding times in internet and cyber broadcasting. After Erection Day, after the latest coup, we did Survive and Thrive, planning direction for the next 4 years, followed by the fall of Bush, where you heard it here first. This fucker is more likely than not going to seal his own political doom in the tradition of Nixon and Reagan and get more arrogant and cocky during his second term, much like the Watergate and Iran-Contra scandals. So we will be here to push that information and to give his fall a little extra push, the fall of Bush, in November, the Spanksgiving show, Happy Spanksgiving, in which we had live guest DeMonica, and we also did a tribute to the late Dave Blood, who was in the Dead Milkmen and took his own life, and we did a second memorial for him last November, the first one being in March. And we're going to get DeMonica back on the show again, with or without a spanking. And DeMonica is interested in people's thoughts on future projects, such as a book and some CD releases, and of course, the old ideas for video projects, and more on that in a minute. And you can write to DeMonica, care of the Reverend, at quail@sjcdc.org. And if you have thoughts on these projects that she has in mind. Forward to Life, in which we sought to uplift the book burners and then by extension people at large in this new era where people have been even more depressed as the state of the world and the political system spirals downward. In early December, a second attempt to rehabilitate pedophile priests and introduce them to adult sexuality and adult erotica. The holiday tree and ball special was fun, even though the Midnight Creeps could not show up to be the live musical guests this year. However, they will be on February 20th, and you can check them out at midnightcreeps.com. And their CD, which we'll hopefully have time for by the end of the night, Doom from the Get-Go, is highly recommended. But the holiday show went well without them, and that was the final show of last year. The New Year's show this year was more fun than ever, largely thanks to DeMonica and Marlon, the great engineer. And of course, the show last week at the War Against Intelligence, in which we got to enjoy a lot of good comedy material provided by DeMonica and the book A Deranged Man Gave Her, in an attempt to woo her, entitled The War Against Women, which in and of itself is hysterical. It would be like a guy trying to impress a woman by giving her a book called Why Women Are Total Suck, or something equally absurd. And of course, the man who just walked into the next room and has been a part of practically every show last year and the last couple of years, Marlon, the great engineer, was more than a highlight of the year. On this fourth anniversary show, we acknowledge Marlon, the great engineer, Mr. Techno Wizard, Mr., even though he doesn't think so, funny guy, and entertaining broadcaster, and magical engineer. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, who is applauding for himself. And please check your email in case Annalie sent her Your Brain on Porn reading on MP3. Okay, the video projects include a kind of a large, like, Goodyear blimp-sized thing that fly through the air, kind of like the pig in the Pink Floyd video, except it would be like one big, gigantic brassiere that would carry along a banner behind it that reads, Support the Droops. And I still want to do that, even though it would cost a zillion dollars. United We Stand Erect, The Passion of the Santa Claus, These Colors Do Come, and What Would Scooby Do? So, and of course, everybody's input and volunteer work on any of these projects or funding is most welcome and appreciated. And of course, we have to cover things that suck, because people have been complaining mostly about AOL, which we already know sucks. We talk about that since the very first show, that they are the McDonald's of internet service providers. They're censors, they're liars, they're ripoffs, and usually it's for people who are brand new to the internet and even less techno savvy than the Reverend. Okay, some things that suck. All things, all products except the recordings pertaining to Kurt Cobain, the books, the movies, so far virtually all of them, total bullshit. And it was to the Reverend's amusement that the asshole who's been stalking and dogging Courtney Love, including outside her recent court hearing, to accuse her of killing Kurt Cobain, which is absolute total bullshit, got himself arrested while jumping in everybody's face and working on another film project of his, which he calls a documentary, but that's laughable. All Kurt Cobain projects that are not, or products that are not, the recordings themselves. They're kind of like the John Lennon books and other total bullshit. Alright, more things that totally suck. Oh, on TV. Lost up on TV. A show called Home Delivery. All judge shows. All dollar store clinicians, such as Larry Elder and Dr. Phil. Of course, all religious television, even though some of it has EV entertainment value, and you can note that they never show religious points of view by people like United Church of Christ that does television ads, most of them censored, that talked about tolerance and inclusion and diversity of all orientations and lifestyle. What else sucks? MBNA and credit card companies, the American insurance industry, Coors Beer, that gives to Right Wing Foundation, and anti-abortion nut jobs, censors and right wing supporting Blockbuster Video, Curves, which is the women's fitness chain that gives to the hardcore Al-Qaeda clones and the anti-abortion movement. Yeah, if you do have to buy all this Kurt Cobain shit, at least buy it used, or the Lennon books, or the corporate scab that Kennedy releases that are not on alternative tentacles. Yeah, when did they get that in? Curves sucks. AOL sucks. And let's see, one more suck thing. Kazaa Gold and all other spammers would say, Reverend, we're not spamming you, but here, click on this link. You suck, you're a spammer, and you're not worth anybody giving you one penny for any reason. Okay, let's see. Let's talk some videos and then play some more tunes. Look how much time has passed. Alright. Tonight's show, once again, is dedicated to the late Spencer Dryden, the drummer of Jefferson Airplane, who died last Thursday at age 66. And we recommend the film, or the recent DVD that goes up to practically the present day, Fly Jefferson Airplane. And some of these videos were not only found in shops, but like in like the budget sections, which are interesting. Selena, Billy Jack, a film about a psycho in the 60s who goes hunting for his daughter who ran away with the hippies, entitled Joe. The movie Fearless, The Day After Tomorrow, which is kind of like environmental disasters that they are actually causing, tsunami type of disasters. Day After Tomorrow, Harold and Maude, with actually decent sound on DVD. Unprecedented, Uncovered, Outfoxed, about Fox News. And if you like the band Love, you'll love this DVD. If not, or if you're new to them, maybe not, but Love, and it's live in 2003. New on DVD, Bush's Brain, and then the Greg Palast DVD, Bush Family Fortunes, the Dead Boys Live, and that's a new release, Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, absolutely worth finding, a documentary about Amsterdam, and a good goof on the fundamentalist bullshit carnival show Hell House. Just came out on DVD and is worth it. Alright, definitely sick of talking. For environmental resources, which the Reverend has been all over ever since tsunami started, EMS.org is one of the better ones. Environmental disasters, nukes in environmental disaster areas, and all kinds of things that are not covered in the corporate media. There is one Kurt Cobain-related book that isn't a total suck job, and that is a book by a relative, I believe an aunt of his, that deals with depression and suicidality, entitled When Nothing Matters Anymore, A Survival Guide for Depressed Teens. But actually, it's applicable for everybody. And that's by Bev Cobain. All right. really getting talked out. There's a whole lot more to cover. Let's see, one quick plug. At the website, The Poor Man, that's one word, thepoorman.net, Rathergate versus Saddam's WMDs, which is a good comparison and a good chart there. Check out Rathergate about the CBS firings over the WAWOL National Guard story. Rathergate versus Saddam's weapons of mass destruction lies at thepoorman.net. They also have a good article about CBS. Forbes calls bullshit. And one more plug. This is too good. It's a poster that's like Gilligan's Island, and W is Gilligan. And I feel a little bad about this, but Dick Cheney is in the role of the skipper. And I think that's kind of sad for the late skipper's memory. But it's W's Island, and it's a great graphic, and it's also a t-shirt and a product line. And that's at, and this is one word, oldamericancentury.org. Oldamericancentury.org. Okay. Way talked out. So let's play another set of tunes. And we're going to play Jefferson Airplane tune in this next set. In honor and in memory of the late Spencer Dryden, a drummer of Jefferson Airplane, to whom the show is dedicated. But first, let us play the very first song from the very first show ever, 4 years ago this weekend, from old Motown, circa the 60s. The artist is Sam and Dave, and this track is entitled Hold On, I'm a Comin'.
I'm coming. life.
You're ready.
Live life like you're gonna die, because you're gonna fight to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother? Now, maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Yes, it's gonna happen, because it's happened to a lot of people I know. My mother, my father, my loves, the president, the kings, and the pope. They all had hope, and they muttered just before they went, maybe I won't go. Live life like you're gonna die, because you are. Maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Johnny Cash.
Dead.
JFK, that guy in the Stones.
Dead.
Lou Gehrig, Einstein, and Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone.
Have I convinced you? Do you read my lips?
Dead.
This may come as news, but it's time. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. By the time you hear this, I may well be dead. And you, my friend, might be next. Huh? We're all gonna die. Yeah. Oh, maybe you won't suffer. And maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time. Maybe not today, or even next year.
This is Nurse Ratchet, and Reverend Bookburn actually talked me into returning to this show as a highlight from this past year of broadcasting. And I am sick. I'm fed up with these fucking bleeding hearts who want humane treatment for people with substance abuse problems, mental illness, AIDS and hepatitis, and other problems that make me sick. People who get Medicaid and welfare, people with disabilities, and other people I could live without. And now, I was brought back on this show as a highlight from last year, and that fucking pisses me off. I give praise to Dr. Mingles and Drag herself for all that she does to her patients. And it makes me sick to have to introduce a song of perversion by Liz Phair.
Hey, this is Jesse Michaels from Kamen Rider. Depression is the leading cause of suicide, and it's treatable. You don't have to suffer alone. Help is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-SUICIDE for help. The National Hopeline Network is free and reachable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you very much, and take care.
Yeah.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have two runner-ups. Sunday, January 16th, 2004 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. First, runner-up number one. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is... are the executives of CBS Television Network for firing four people in the wake of the Bush AWOL National Guard history story. And there's way too many resources. Write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, if you want these links and information, or just read what's at thepoorman.net on the subject. CBS executives for firing the people responsible for the Bush National Guard story. Runners up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week, which is the arsonist that set a fire at an abortion clinic last weekend in Olympia, Washington. And the Reverend wants more information from Olympia folks about this. It was arson, an attempt to burn down the clinic, although it's damaged and will not be shut down. It's an act of terrorism following hundreds of acts of terrorism, hundreds of bombings, over a dozen shooting incidents, a movement that makes Al-Qaeda proud, and of course a movement that's on the same side as Al-Qaeda when it comes to abortion and reproductive freedom. The arsonist at the Olympia Clinic, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to that special someone. Someone who out-assholized even those two runners-up.
Flag is but a
Hey. What happened to the first one? Oh, we gotta have them. First, Cheech from Cheech and Chong giving his best guess.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. And that brings us to Asshole of the Week. On this Martin Luther King Day weekend, Asshole of the Week is Edgar Ray Killen. Note the name, Killen. Edgar Ray Killen, now 79, was both a preacher and a Klan leader, and was just recently arrested and charged for the killings of three murdered civil rights workers in 1964 in Mississippi, and was the subject of the film Mississippi Burning, although that film was not as good as Betrayed and A Time to Kill on those kinds of subjects. But the subject of the Mississippi Burning film, and maybe some will say, because he's 79, he should not be facing the music for the civil rights workers' killings. The Reverend says, bullshit to that. I don't care if he's 179. Put him on trial, and if convicted, give him a full sentencing that any other killer would have. Edgar Ray Killen, 79, preacher and Klan leader, and defendant in the murder trial, three murdered civil rights workers in Mississippi. You are Asshole of the Week. Let's kill these sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Anti-Flag did 911 for Peace. Jesse Michaels did the PSA for the National Helpline. Liz Fair did an unknown title, since this is a borrowed track from a local book burner. Jefferson Airplane did Volunteers. William Shatner did You'll Have Time. And Marlon and I agree, this brand new William Shatner CD is fantastic. And we started off with the first song ever played on the very first Reverend Is In show, Sam and Dave doing Hold On, I'm a Comin'. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the fourth anniversary show. The time flew, and I still want to play a Midnight Creep song and a Void Control song, and maybe some more after that, run a little bit over time. I'm not going to do any of the readings that I brought, Tom Tomorrow's cartoon from This Modern World, the Retard Book Review, The War Against Boys, and some other stuff on the net. The Annalee Newitz reading will be put off at least one more show, and that is her reading it instead of me. Her incredible article at alternet.org entitled Your Brain on Porn. And let's see, a couple of video titles we forgot. The Manchurian Candidate redone, and Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason in The Toy. And check out A Time to Kill as well, that we talked about during the asshole part. And speaking of films, Heart of the Beholder is now done after all the harassment and death threats from Christian Taliban types. Heart of the Beholder is done, and it's going to premiere on January 28th in Utah at the Freedom Cinema Festival, which is at freedomcinemafestival.org, 2 p.m. on January 28th. And you can check out Heart of the Beholder also at beholder.com. And we'll provide you with updates on that as well. And, of course, we had to bring Nurse Ratched back for the anniversary show, since so many people love her. All right, let's do the credits, and then we'll play some Midnight Creeps. No. No, that's no, it's recording from this. That's okay. Mini files are the problem. All right. I hope that's not broadcasting, that musical thing that was just on. All right. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration for tonight's 4th anniversary show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, who was just playing music over there. Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media. Lord Jesus, Kenny Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold from Canada, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show, if they can last, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe the Limptic, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Z V and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the Australian, European, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and all North American Bookburners, Vera and the Portuguese Bookburners, which is new, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Learn, the Coffee Goddesses, Danielle, Vampira, Dark Lady and her Honey, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, and the Reverend is now in the letters page for the faith-based sex article. Melanie from Dr. Sue's Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, Bill and Mia, Mr. Scott and family, Tara, Crystal Hellcat, possibly now with a fetus, Jenna Egg, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Susie Lick, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Bonnie, Arizona Dude from the Den Milkman Show, Neen, Leah DeMonica, The Lucy Group, Anna Lee Newitz, Nikki Lonnie, Void Control, The Midnight Creeps, the two Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Bookburners everywhere, and to everybody who is either participating in or promoting the inaugural protests, such as counter-inaugural.org and unitedforpeace.org. Thank you, everybody. It's a great pleasure to do this for another year. And let us play from the future live guests on February 20th from midnightcreeps.com from their CD, Doomed from the Get-Go. This is entitled Menstrual Institution. That was Void Control doing Let Go. Before that, the Midnight Creeps did Menstrual Institution. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been the 4th anniversary show. Next week, entertaining the activist troops at the inaugural protests. And please send out the link everywhere to counter-inaugural.org and or unitedforpeace.org. And not in our name, NION.net. And we will entertain those troops next Sunday night. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, at Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at SJCDC.org. We'll play one more song and then get out of here. This is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing Science Fiction Double Feature.